This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, now the flip side, if you will, of online privacy. Online dating. Used to be there was kind of a stigma attached to finding love online. We are emphatically over that. It is now a $4 billion industry worldwide. There are hundreds of dating sites out there, which means, of course, that profit motives are starting to take the place of true love. Dan Bobkoff has the story.
The other week, Alex Soma was out in the real world looking for a match at a rooftop drinks event sponsored by a couple of online dating sites.
I think I'm pretty terrible at online dating. I just don't get it. I'm much better in front of a person.
So far, he just uses the site OkCupid. But others I met there, like Christina Luzzi, sound like they're becoming veterans.
I've tried Tinder. Plenty of Fish was the first one I tried. That was awful. I've tried Match. I think OkCupid. What am I on now? I'm on eHarmony, I think.
And while all those sites sound like separate competitors, a good number are part of just one company called IAC, or Interactive Corp. In recent years, IAC has swallowed up old stalwart Match.com, the irreverent and young OkCupid, the fast-swiping Tinder app, and just recently, an upstart called How About We? It owns niche sites like Black People Meet and Our Time for the 50-plus set, and it's investing in an expensive new matchmaking service.
What IAC is doing is incredibly smart.
Amy Webb is author of Data, A Love Story. She says IAC is operating kind of like The Gap, which owns Old Navy and Banana Republic.
At the end of the day, they're all clothing, but they offer different kinds of clothing to different lifestyles, different kinds of buyers.
Industry consultant Mark Brooks says he used to think the future of online dating was in small niche sites, matching farmers or people who don't eat gluten, or gluten-free farmers. But he says it's the big sites that are winning for a simple reason.
It's like a shop. You've got to stock the shelves. And you've really got to stock the shelves. You can't make do with a few hundred people. You need to have thousands of active people on a dating site.
Each of these mainstream sites has carved out its own image, partly by word of mouth.
The reality is people feel at home when they go to a dating site that has people on it that look just like what they think they want.
I joined OkCupid back in November 2009, right after I moved to Brooklyn from Los Angeles. I was referred to it by a close friend of mine from high school who I trusted.
This leads to some self-segregation. OkCupid is full of people like Erica Berger, 27, living in a big city, working in media, and not in a rush for a relationship.
The first date that I went on was actually a butternut squash tasting date.
She's also used IAC-owned apps like Tinder, popular for quick dates, and How About We, which is all about specific date ideas. But she hasn't used Match, whose users tend to be older and more interested in marriage. This is why IAC doesn't just combine all the sites into one. Sam Yagan is the CEO of IAC's Match Group.
It turns out that dating is such an intimate and personal category, such an intimate and personal search process, that people care a lot about the emotional affiliation they have with the brand that they choose.
The strategy has led IAC to control more than a quarter of the $2 billion online dating market in the U.S. That's twice the next biggest competitor, eHarmony. Yagan says Match Group runs all the services separately. You don't see OkCupid staffers talking much to those from Match.com. But there is potential cross-promotion.
It's not like you turn 35 and we just sort of all of a sudden take your profile from OkCupid and stick it on Match. You might start seeing Match ads when you turn 35 on OkCupid.
And author Amy Webb says you have to question the business model.
If the goal of the dating site is to get you offline and into the real world with your life partner, they probably wouldn't offer a subscription service.
Yagan has an answer to this that's less conspiratorial, but more depressing.
The average adult has over 10 relationships before they get married. And then, by the way, half of all marriages end in divorce. So if you just do the math, there's a 90%+ chance that the relationship you're in when you leave Match, OkCupid, Tinder is not going to be your terminal relationship.
Ouch. In New York, I'm Dan Bobkoff from Marketplace.